welcome to the Visual Web Growth Podcast. I'm Jilly from Viral Tag, and I will be the host of this podcast. Viral Tag is a platform to help businesses grow their brands on the visual web. We help businesses discover, create, manage, and schedule content to the visual web. And the coolest thing we've learned about this space is that while there are so many best practices to follow that work for most people, there are a lot of different pathways to success, and we're still really at the start of this frontier. So this podcast, the idea for this podcast, is to talk to those pioneers of the visual web, the bloggers, the social media managers, the entrepreneurs who are creating a brand on Instagram and Pinterest and Tumblr, and learn what they're doing, how they're doing it, how they're finding their own inspiration and their voice, and what engagement on those platforms has meant for their brands and their businesses. They're going to be sharing tips and hacks as well that we can all implement on our own social platforms. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot and meet some really cool people. LaShawn Wiltz with us today. She writes the blog Everyday Eye Candy. And I love your motto, LaShawn, you say, because everyday life is beautiful, and that's why you're posting these beautiful photos. It's just such a lovely way to look at the world.
Yes, because it's, when you look at photography, it seems like everyone, the trend right now is for these perfect photos with perfectly backlit images, perfect stretches of beach and everything like that. But sometimes you just have to remember that things that go in your everyday life are beautiful.
Did you always see the world that way?
Yeah, not really until I had a child and discovered that I could not control everything. Everything was not perfect, but just because it wasn't perfect doesn't mean it wasn't beautiful. And once I started really getting into photography and I realized that I didn't always take the perfect photos, but I love my photos anyway. That's when I started thinking that way.
So tell us about how you started the blog.
I started the blog after I had my son. The original name of it was The Chronicles of Puka's Mom, because I don't use his real name, but I called him Puka. And so it was just my Chronicles of Motherhood, because you know, I was an older mom, you might want to say. But it was just my chronicles of being his mom. And then my photography took over because I just love to take pictures. And eventually I changed the name to Everyday Eye Candy because I kept telling people, capture that everyday eye candy. Just, you know, eye candy can be anything. I kept saying it. And I was like, why isn't that the name of my blog? So that's when I changed it to Everyday Eye Candy. And then I started focusing more on photography and iconography and Instagram. That's where I am now.
So cool. Yeah, I love that idea that instead of trying to control things, you just sit back and appreciate the way it already is.
Yes, and it's hard to let go of that, especially when you're a perfectionist like I am. It was a really hard lesson for me to learn that you just can't control everything, especially when you're a mother of an active little boy. And an active little boy who has huge health issues, like he's allergic to wheat. And so we've had lots of, you know, trials and tribulations going with that, and asthma and seasonal allergies. So I just had to learn to enjoy those good moments, because there were so many bad moments in the beginning. I had to just learn to appreciate everyday life. So that's that.
And had you been a photographer before the blog?
No, before the blog, I was always the person in the family who always had a camera and was always taking pictures, but I was an official photographer. My mother was the same way. I mean, we have stacks and stacks and stacks of photo albums and just photos. So to me, it seemed normal to always have a camera in someone's face. So when my son came along, it was just, the obsession got bigger, I want to say. And I just decided to practice more because I wanted my photos of him to look as good as they did in my head. So that's when I started paying more attention to how I approached the photography.
And how did Instagram fit in?
Instagram showed up one day. I heard about it and was like, oh, what is this? You know, right around the time Twitter was, you know, in and Facebook was in, but I had a lot of pictures that I didn't feel like I should bombard everybody on Facebook. So Instagram for me was the perfect outlet. So it started off with me just sharing random pictures, and then I got, as my blog turned into more photography based, I got more intentional with my Instagram also. And right around last year, I think, that's when I really started treating it like, not like a business, but more intentional with it right around last year. I just love Instagram. It's such a great, people want to treat it, some people just want to treat it like they do Facebook and Twitter now, we just drop a link and go. But I'm always trying to remind people, Instagram is a community. And it's almost like a close-knit community because everyone, I mean, comment on people's photos, it's random strangers that I've met through Instagram that are now great friends just because of their photo. So it's a community, and I like to remind people that.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that community also. But I'm curious about that, what you mean by you started being more intentional. What did that look like for you?
So for me, since my thing was everyday eye candy, I started being more intentional about what I shared. Like for me, every day I had to make a decision on, you know, random photos of my son in the bathtub, which is everyday eye candy, it can be, but did it fit overall with what I was trying to show, that my life is everyday life is beautiful. So I started being intentional about sharing photos of everything we did, not just, you know, moments I chose, moments that were specific, like when we went out somewhere. I started trying to share more of every day, like my cup of coffee in the morning, flowers that I got from the grocery store, sitting in the park, and, you know, all three of our feet together, things like that, because to me that was beautiful. But I wanted to share that those things were beautiful too, not just the backlit photos that I might have on there every once in a while, or because, you know, every once in a while you catch a beautiful photo like that, you have to share. But I also wanted to share that, you know, sometimes it's my breakfast. It's everyday life, but it can be pretty.
Did you start seeing beauty where you hadn't seen it before when you took that kind of lens to your life?
Yes, because it especially in my house, I've always seen my house as this big cage where there's, you know, where to take a great picture. And so I hardly ever take pictures with my big camera, with my Canon, which is very interesting to me. I never take big pictures with my Canon in my house, unless it's for my blog, you know, specific posts. But for the most part, I use my phone because it's the one I always have with me. It's always in my pocket. And I seem to now always see little pockets of light or perfect places to take photos or perfect things. Like I'll come down in the morning when my son has woken me up at 6 in the morning on a Saturday and the light hitting my coffee maker, it's something beautiful. So, now I do see these moments, especially since I'm doing I do a series on my blog called Saturdays, where every Saturday I do a day in the life, and I just go through the whole day taking pictures. And it's been amazing to me to see things that normally I wouldn't have noticed, like how symmetrical a target owl is, how beautiful that can be, how pretty, you know, just my son walking away from a swim lesson, you know, walking with my husband. And just little things now are beautiful to me that it wouldn't have been before because I wasn't paying.
How did you develop that style and kind of find your voice on Instagram?
Most of the people who I used to follow on Instagram all have the same look. They all use the same filter. It's clean. Very clean look. And I was always trying to copy that, but it never felt like me. And I remember one time I had taken a photo that I thought had copied the look, and I was so proud of it. And then one of my photography friends was like, she's like, who took that picture? And I was like, I did. She's like, it's not your voice, it's not you. She's like, this does not look like you. And I thought about it, and then that bugged me for like the whole week. For the whole week it bugged me. And then it just occurred to me that it's just because my voice is different did not mean that it was not right. So I like colors, I like shadows, and so all of my photos have some type of color in them. There's a pop or something like that, because that's just me. And like, you can see my house is full of color. So I once started letting myself photograph what I like in my style and discovered that I didn't need 4 or 5 filters, that there was just one filter that really helped me hone my voice. That's all I did. And once I started doing that, I feel like my feed became more cohesive and it looked like me. I feel like that if you see one of my pictures now, you know it's mine, when before you wouldn't have.
Yeah, no, it's such a great answer and kind of like a metaphor for life in there, probably, about finding yourself. So beautiful. I'd love to, like, with that in mind, maybe look at like a single photo you can choose, and talk about, you know, what inspired that photo, how you took it, and kind of walk us through the process.
That photo, I just went to the farmer's market. And the day before, so I had these flowers. I'd seen these flowers in the bin and was like, oh, those are cute. So I walked home. I go to the farmer's market and buy like a ton of flowers all at once. I spend an ungodly amount of money on flowers. But anyway, so I had gotten that one and it was morning and I'm sitting there and I was making my to-do list, which I'm supposed to do it the night before, but I had done it that morning, and my son, I was on time for once, so my son was eating breakfast, we were going to be on time to camp, and I had time to actually have a cup of coffee before I took him to camp, which usually doesn't happen, you usually have to wait, so it was just a good moment. So I'm like, this is perfect. So, and in the morning, the light in my dining room is perfect. So I usually take pictures in there in the morning and early afternoon when that fits. So morning, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take a picture. Now, but you want to know the setup of how I...
Yeah. So you've got this moment in mind, you know it's perfect. Then what?
I have a moment in my head. I know what I want to show. So I usually tend to play around with the arrangement a little bit, but I tend to group in threes because it's a design aesthetic where if you group in threes, it tends to make a better photo. For odd numbers, basically. So I tend to either have 3 things, 6 things, 9 things, something like that in my photos. And sometimes if you make it in a little circle, it also brings the viewer in. So I want the flowers there to be a prominent. The flowers had to be in photo. That was just something. So I started with just flowers and then added a cup of coffee. But to me it was still too plain when I did that. I was like, that's not telling me anything, but I'm sitting there with some flowers about me and a cup of coffee. But people who follow me on Instagram know that I have my day designer and they know that I use it, you know, for my to-do list. And so I stuck that in there because the caption was all about, I had done everything I needed to do for 8 a.m. So I wanted my to-do list there with my pen on my table, my half drink, cup of coffee, and my flowers. So that was my thought process. The only thing I did was open up the blinds so that I could get good light. You can even see the patterns of lines in the coffee cup. And then I shot the picture. I took maybe three versions of this picture before I got the light just how I wanted, because on iPhones, you know, you can tap to get your right exposure. So I've always found, since I like shadows, their own, I always tend to focus on the brightest part of the photo so that the exposure, and then bring the exposure down just a tad bit so I have two shadows. So after I did that, I shot the photo. I brought it into Allergy CSCO Cam for my editing. And F2 is the only one that I use. And I took down the exposure just a little bit more, because it was a little bit bright, and added a little contrast, added a little sharpening, and then I exported it and posted it to Instagram.
I also love the way your hand is on the cup, because it really, it makes you feel like we're in this moment with you.
Yes, I found that if you add yourself into a photo, it doesn't look as sterile, and it makes people think that they're there with you while you're having a cup. So that most of the time, if there's a cup of coffee in the picture, my hand or both of my hands are somewhere on the photo.
And then you tell this lovely story and the caption too, I think that really helps illustrate the moment.
Mm-hmm. I found that Instagram is good for what I call microblogging. So that it's almost like telling a story. You tell a story with the photo, but then you enhance it with the caption. So, you know, you could just fly by this picture real quick on Instagram, like, oh, that's pretty, you know. But if you read the caption, you would get an even deeper more understanding of what I was trying to say. And I love it when people, you know, respond, and then, you know, we can talk about it. So to me, it's like microblogging.
That's a good transition into community, because I wanted to hear a little bit more about like who you've met through Instagram and what community has emerged for you because of your Instagram.
So for my Instagram, for instance, there's one of my followers who, she lives in Canada, and we had never met before, ever. But I would always comment on her photos, she would always comment on my photos, and, you know, I have a lot of people like that who we always have conversations on Instagram around our photos, but most of us have never met in real life. And it's only recently that a few of them I found in real life on Facebook, which is very strange to me. But one of my friends, Toy, I met her a couple weeks ago at Vlogger. She came all the way from Canada, and it was so exciting to get to hug her and see her just because of Instagram. I would have never met her in my life if it hadn't been for Instagram. And I really do appreciate that. Instagram also helps me keep in contact with a lot of my friends who I don't see, because, you know, we're all on different parts of the country. But, you know, we keep in contact with each other's kids, what we're doing, how we're feeling, all through Instagram. And I'm always meeting new people on Instagram, some who have beautiful photos and some who don't have beautiful photos, but they're telling stories. And for my feed, that's the most important thing to me. Are you telling a story? Are you telling something that's going on in your life? Are you showing me your everyday hiking? Mm. And I follow a lot of people who that's what they do for me. And so some of them I've never met. Some of them I plan to meet one day. There's one friend in particular, I swear I'm going to have to fly to Kansas to see her, but I will meet her one day. And so that is what my community is really good. It's small, but it's like the same people every day. Usually will say something, they'll comment, I'll comment on their photos. It's not just about a like and about a follow.
I just have a few now, like quick kind of questions to round it out. So first one, what is your favorite comment that you've ever gotten on Instagram?
Someone once told me that my feed made her happy. She said, And it's one of the people who, she's a photographer. And so it meant so much to me that she actually, like, I know she's one of my favorite photographers. And I didn't even know she followed me. I had no clue. And one day she commented that this is beautiful. This made me so happy. And she said, you've been improving so much. I'm like, what? Someone's actually following me. And then later on that day, she tagged me in a photo that she said, and in her caption, she said it was inspired by me. And that has been like one of the best things that happened to me on Instagram. And it's not like she has like a million followers or anything like that, but it's, I admire her work so much. And the fact that she admires mine too, it just makes me happy.
Oh, yeah, that's so beautiful that you can inspire each other. Another Instagram question. What is one of, I know you have so many Instagram tips and things to share. What's one of your most, something you learned recently? So an Instagram tip that you learned recently. One of your like latest favorite Instagram tips or hacks.
I learned something, and I've been trying it out to see if it actually, see what I think about it. I still do, people have various Instagram classes all over the internet, and even though I know a lot about Instagram, I usually take almost every class that I've ever seen about Instagram, simply because I like to know what everybody else knows, and there's all, even if every 99% of it is something that I already know, there's always that 1%. So, this one, she said, a lot of people were a lot of concerns about getting more followers. Her tip was to go through someone who's popular, go to their feed, find their followers, and comment what you do is you like 3 photos and then comment on one. Mm-hmm. And evidently, this leads people to come back to your feed and either do the same, you know, like 3 of your photos and comment, or either like 3 of your photos, comment, and follow.
That's a really useful tip. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 quick questions not Instagram related.
Okay.
What is the last book you read?
The last book I read was by Toni Morrison, her new book, God Help the Child.
Last song you listened to?
Drake this song on Twitter. You know, him and Meek Mill are having this beef, and I couldn't help myself. I had to listen to find out what it was about. So.
Yeah, it was like the more embarrassing, the better.
Right.
And you said you love flowers. What's the last flower you bought?
A Gerber daisy. Mm-hmm. It was a pink one. It's beautiful. It's not even pink, really. It's like a blush color. Usually I like the orange and the yellow ones, but this one caught my eye. It's like a faint peach, pinkish color. And I had to have it there in my dining room right now waiting for me to take a picture.
Well, we will be excited to see that picture when you post it.
Oh, me too. I'm going to figure out how I'm just going to take a picture of the flowers or add something to it. I don't know yet. It'll come to me.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, LaShawn. Everyone, LaShawn's Instagram feed is on our blog. You can also find the picture that we discussed and a link to her blog. So definitely check out that and make sure to follow LaShawn Wiltz on Instagram, because it is a very beautiful feed and you will not be disappointed.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
For our first episode of the Visual Web Growth Podcast. We'll be sharing more episodes and more interviews in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for that. And if you have any recommendations on someone we should talk to, definitely let me know. Shoot us an email or comment on this podcast. Look forward to hearing from you soon.